101.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Emily. She lives in Auburn, and she is a senior accountant. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Senior accountant, huh?
Yep.
She's all business.
Yeah. Are you at work right now, or are you just business-like?
I don't know. I'm on my way to work, but I'm having fun.
Okay. All right. Emily, we appreciate you calling in for Share Your Salary. And I think a lot of people think about this as a career move. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We'll ask you as many questions as we can about what you do. When we're done, we're going to play a song while we're thinking it over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds great.
I love it. Gabe, are you ready for Emily?
Yes.
All right. Emily is ready for Emily. All right. And Mark, get set. And 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
How long have you been there?
8.5 years.
Okay. Do you work for your own practice, or do you work at a firm?
No, I work at a corporate office for a local coffee chain.
Oh, interesting.
How many people do you manage?
None.
Okay. Are you the only senior accountant?
Definitely not.
Oh.
How many people would you say are in your company?
At the corporate office, about 4,000.
Does your coffee chain start with an S?
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
Do you plan to work there for a long time?
Yes.
Silly question, but do you get free coffee or any good perks?
Yes, definitely. Oh.
What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota Sienna.
Those Siennas are pretty. The Sienna, Ron. Do you know the Sienna? Look it up.
I do, yeah.
Real nice.
Are you mom?
Yep.
Gabe, Q&A's over,
buzzer.
Gabe.
Buzzer.
But rules. Guys, rules. What is this, anarchy? Dogs and cats living together? No rules anymore? Good lordy lord. Okay. By the way, great job, Emily. You really came around on the questions. I think we know a lot now, which is really good. So if you are listening and you want to text in your guess, what do you think Emily is making a year? She's about to tell you, but you get to guess before she tells you. 253-642-WOLF. That is the phone number. Now, make sure when you text us, you include your name and where you live and all those things, because we'll use your text as our guesses. And Emily is going to share her salary coming up here in about 3 minutes. Isn't that right, Emily?
That's right.
Okay, beautiful. Hold on, that's happening.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And again, on the phone with us today is Emily. She lives in Auburn. She's a senior accountant, guys. We just learned a lot. This sounds like a baller job. Gabe, you want to run it back?
Yeah, she's been there for 8.5 years. It might be a large local-ish coffee chain that went national.
Global, maybe.
Yeah. There's about 4,000 people here at the corporate office. She will probably stay there for a while. She likes her job. She drives a Toyota Sienna, and she is a mother.
Okay, Gabe, you're up first. What do you think?
She's got to be making decent money if she's been there for 8.5 years. And, I mean, there's a lot of senior accountants, but still, I mean, it's a huge company. I'm going to go with Triple H. What up? 125.
Okay, Captain Ron, she's in for 125.
I'm going to go a little bit lower just because, yeah, she's not the senior accountant. She's a senior accountant. I think she's a junior senior accountant, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so
a junior senior. Yeah.
I'm going to go with 84.
Makes sense in my head.
I was all over the place, man. I was going to go with DJ Daphne because she called me Maddie Bobaddy, which I thought was great. But
nice.
I went back to the first text we got. And I was like, oh, I got to use this because Matt, it's my son Salix's 6th birthday. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And also my husband does this. 120K. That's tea and sale. In the LFP. So I was like, I'm in. So our guesses are 84, 120, and 125. That's where we're at, but it obviously doesn't really matter. Emily, we all want to know how much you're actually making as a senior accountant. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
116.
Oh, so close.
Man, nailed that one. Can we say where you work, or do you want to just keep that on the down low? Yeah. We've hinted at it. Everybody knows.
I think it's fine.
Okay, it's not. You're not going to get in any trouble, right?
No.
Okay, so you work in the Starbucks HQ, which is right there in downtown. Which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, it is open to the public. Have you guys been there, Gabe and Ron, where you can go in and eat and drink at the little restaurant? Oh, you got to tell them, Emily, that is one of the coolest things. They have coffees there you can't buy anywhere else, and the food is fantastic.
Yeah, what is that bar restaurant area called again? Isn't it like a certain name?
Yeah, it's called the Reserve Store.
The Reserve Store.
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty cool. How often do you go in there and just like eat and lounge around?
Like way too often, almost every day.
What are the best job perks?
Definitely the free coffee. Mm-hmm. And we get a discount at like all the stores. So my husband loves coffee, and I said, I can't get another job because we'll never be able to afford like the amount of coffee we buy without the discount. So.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no way. So when you say free coffee, like, how do you get your free coffee?
So we get at the office, we get free coffee, and they have, you know, kitchens. You can make your own Starbucks drinks as you like them. And then we also get a pound of like coffee beans every week for free.
Oh. Do you get free food and snacks?
No, there's a lot of that around the office, but not like from the stores.
I feel like they're like heroin dealers, and they get everybody who works there hooked on the drug, and then you can't leave because you're just like jacked to the gills on their coffee. Like, you know, you're probably, she agrees with me. I mean, Emily, you guys must have the highest caffeine tolerance because the stuff that you drink is probably not regular strength coffee.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of coffee all the time.
Wow.
So are you managing money to pay employees or more profits and stuff? Which side are you on?
I am on a team that does our like corporate investments and things like that. So we have like our finance department's like 400 people. There's a lot of different areas for, you know, accounting and finance related since it's such a big company.
I can't even imagine. Well, Emily, this has been fascinating. I highly encourage everybody to go to the Reserve Store at Starbucks HQ because it is really cool. And you're awesome. And thank you for calling in and sharing your salary.
Thanks. I've been wanting to call for a while. I actually went to high school with Gabe and in Wenatchee. And so I love listening to all the Wenatchee stories.
Wow.
Wait, what? Were you in the same class?
No, I was 2 years older. So we didn't really. We have like.
Oh.
Did you know Mr. Grothy? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Did you hear Mr. Grothy on the air the other day talking about... He's amazing.
Said I know him.
We got to come up with a weekly thing for him because he's so great on the radio. But Emily, that's awesome. And call anytime. You're awesome.
Thanks.